not despise the trials, the depth to which I'm going. Be patient with me, my people, as I am patient with you, long-suffering. For I must expose those things in your heart and life that are still hindering the flow of the Spirit. For my people, all the things that I've called you to, the walk, your ministries, none of these will be accomplished except by the Spirit, except by my Spirit, says the Lord, except by the anointing. And my people, the work of the Spirit is to glorify the name of Jesus in your life. Just as Jesus came to reveal the Father, so the Holy Spirit has come to reveal Jesus to you, my people. This is not something that you can evaluate or control or explain or justify in the intellect. This is not to be appropriated simply by intellectually understanding me or this walk or my word. But it's by revelation, my people, as I open your eyes, as I open my word to your heart, and as I open your word, your heart to my word. So that adds up to Jesus. That adds up to Jesus, my people. For I'm calling sons. I'm calling you each to grow up in this end time, says the Lord. I'm calling you to grow up, to learn what it is to walk in the Spirit, not with formulas, not relying even on one another, not relying on the arm of the flesh, but as you walk, as you take that responsibility to grow up and to hear from God for yourselves. I would have that relationship where you hear from me, my people, hear from me individually, directly, through the word, by my Spirit. Yes, I've raised up ministry. I've raised up ministry to teach. But their calling, their function, that anointing is to make you independent of them, is to make you independent of man and to depend totally on me. Their ministry is to teach and preach themselves out of a ministry so that you yourselves are believing and teaching and witnessing and fulfilling a ministry. And through your ministry, through your walk with me, I will draw people to me, says the Lord. Have I not said, for where I am lifted up, I will draw all men to me? That means all classes of men, Jews, Gentiles, all who hear my message through you. For I've given you that message. But do you know what the message is? Do you know what I've given you? Do you know what spirit you are of? Do you know of that message, my people? Do you truly? Have you spent that time in my presence so that your message adds up to me? I wonder if you truly know. I know each heart. I know each one perfectly. I understand the way you think, how you are. But do you, my people, do you know what you have been given? For I'm testing hearts in this end time. I am shaking. I am shaking, and some of you are questioning. What are you doing? What's happening? Why is this happening? My people, have I not said over and over again, I'm shaking not only the heavens, but not only the earth, but the heavens also. And in that shaking, there's a tremendous exposure of who's truly believing and who's simply been following man, following a strong personality. My people, you cannot afford to do this. This is a time where as you humble yourself, as you continue to humble yourself, what is really in your heart is being exposed. But do not look to that. Do not fear that. Allow this process, that as you continue to look to me and ask for my grace and allow me to make you upward and outward looking, my people, you'll begin to walk in the Spirit as you let go and forget about self. Do not lose sight of the cross, because I am preparing you. There is a purpose. But again, do you understand the purpose for your salvation? Are you here simply to keep going to church? Do you think that by reading your Bibles and going to church, as it were, that you are saved, that you are an overcomer?
or do you know in your heart, because you've met with me, you meet with me each day, you meet with me when you open the Word, when you spend that time in prayer, you've had a life-changing encounter with the risen Christ? Do you know from having experienced me, like Moses who went before the children of Israel, and he didn't know what sort of glory was on his face, and he had to veil his face? Do you leave my presence with that glory? You may not be aware of it, but others around you are. You are, that light is shining, you are those lights. Do not look inward for feelings or for fleshly confirmations of your faith. But as you come each day, open-hearted to me, with your heart and minds open to receive of me, says the Lord, I will put that glory, that countenance, my presence in and through and upon you and all around you. Those who you encounter each day are actually meeting with me. And the powers of darkness also know it. That's why they're attacking. That's what they're afraid of. Yes. Oh, my people, if only you could look towards me, if only you could see your situation the way I see it, instead of looking at me through your trials, if you would look at your trials through me, you would know what it is to rise up in faith. Mm. You'd know what it is to walk in victory. Do I have any insurmountable problems? Am I confused or afraid? Am I anxious? Do I wonder what to do next? Come up higher, my people. Come up higher, my people. And understand your authority, what it is to be seated with me in those heavenly places. Just to relax in my presence and receive from me those things that I have provided, those things that I have ordained. You know nothing that I would have you to know, my people, because you're looking in the wrong place. You are looking still. Some of you are looking in the wrong place for your answers. It is not in you, in yourself. It's in you, and to the extent that I dwell within you. But the answer, my people, as you look in the Word, it's me. Am I not the answer? Am I not the ultimate argument and answer that God has set forth to answer all questions? Am I not the revelation? Come, my people, seek me, and you will find me. Humble yourselves and acknowledge that you know nothing yet as you ought to know, and ask me to show, to reveal myself to you. Ask me, my people, for a closer walk, a closer revelation, a deeper revelation. Yes, you know it will mean trials, but isn't a deeper walk with me worth it? Do you not fellowship with me in those things? Some of you are still getting upset, you're still irritated, you're still resisting those trials. But oh, my people, if only you knew that those are the very means, those are tailor-made for you, those are the very means by which I'm drawing you closer to me in this end time. And my people, as you know, things are only going to get worse. Things are only going to get worse. And you need to be walking closer with me in this time. Are you truly hearing from me, says the Lord? Are you truly walking in the Spirit with your eyes, your thoughts, your mind upon me, your heart set upon me and upon knowing my will, says the Lord? Mm.